The report, and I read it, is full of numbers, statistical numbers, percentage going up and going down. But I think what's important to understand at the end of the day that we're talking about people, people that live in poverty. And they're saying, you know, 2.1%, 0.3%. It's all, in my eyes, I'm sorry that I'm saying it so, you know, in this way, but it's ridiculous. Because we're talking still about 1.8, 1.7 million of the population in Israel that lives under poverty. And when they start talking about statistics and going down and patting themselves on the back that it went down by 2.3%, the poverty rate, and but it's deepened in these areas, it's ridiculous. Because we're talking about people, and a hungry person or a person that lives in poverty in Israel in 2018 or 19, I think it's a shame on all of us, not only on the government, but on all of us. And then what can we do about this? But that's kind of like, you know, talking about what the government, how the National Institute is portraying this. But I think one of the solutions, and that goes back to your question, this is definitely food rescue. I mean, we at Leket can give a meal at a third of the cost that it or one fourth of the cost that it costs elsewhere. And that's because of food rescue. Meaning that we finished 2018 with 2.4 million meals that we served to people in need. And when you're talking about food rescue in meals, we have 64, the actual numbers are 64 million meals that are every year destroyed. And we're only tapping to 2.4%. And let's say everyone in Israel is doing about 4 million, 5 million. We still have a tenfold of meals that we can get to and help these people that live in poverty and live in food insecurity. And it's not only the meals, it's also the fresh produce. A lot of people in Israel don't even eat fresh produce, and we know that because we're doing nutrition education. And when we start talking to the people that we serve these seminars, we find out that they just don't purchase the vegetables or the fresh produce because they don't have the money to do it. So they prefer actually non-nutritious food, which is belly filling, but is non-nutritional to them. And then all sorts of diseases come out of that. And then when we start talking about the importance of nutrition and we go back to them after half a year, we see a significant change in the number of people that have actually started consuming fresh produce because now they understand that nutrition for their health is important. So it's like two ways. The government or the national institutes, the National Security Institute, they're patting themselves on the back because we went down by 2.3%. But we've deepened, and look where we've deepened with the elderly. Say that the poverty has deepened with non-working families or families that have not both parents are working. That's where the poverty is deepened, and poverty in Israel is the same as food insecurity, meaning that a family that lives in poverty in Israel is actually food insecure. And it's not all over the world the same, but this is Israel's situation. So I think food rescue is definitely one of the solutions because actually, the whole problem of food insecurity in Israel, which is one of the layers of poverty, can be resolved by about 840 million shekels. And that's nothing for the government to put in to solve this issue. Now, it can't happen overnight, because if someone comes to me tomorrow and says, hey, I'm giving you 840 million shekels, please solve the food insecurity issue, I have no idea what to do with that amount of money. So it has to be a plan of how we involve food rescue in the whole plan of battling poverty and battling food insecurity. And there is a solution. I mean, we don't need to have in Israel people that live in poverty and food insecure, which are both very, very closely related.
So
but it's all a matter of priorities. And I hope that now with the new government coming up, that they'll put food insecurity as one of their issues that they tend to do, and we're going to approach all the parties on this.
What kind of concrete steps do you think could contribute towards the solution of dealing with food insecurity?
Well, I think the first thing is that there's no plan. There's actually no plan that not the Ministry of Welfare and not other ministries have adopted for that. There's a tender that went out or that is actually a year in place, but there's no wholesome plan of how to solve the poverty issue and the food insecurity problem in itself. They're doing a little bit here, a little bit there. Something is more successful, something is less successful. There's no national plan to solve food insecurity in Israel. And that's the first step that we need. We need a national plan. The second thing for that, I think, if we're talking about food rescues being one of the solutions for food insecurity, then let's adopt a few measures for that. Let's say that in the world, in 2015, the UN came out with a decree of resolving food waste or cutting food waste by 50% by 2030. A lot of countries have adopted that decree, but not Israel. Israel is not had no, as far as I know at the moment, doesn't even have an intention to go there. And I think what will happen is at the end we will, because we'll join all the nations in the world in this, but then it'll probably be by 2025, and within 5 years we'll have to cut food waste by 50%. So why not do it now already? And we're talking about cutting food waste by, or waste at all, food waste by 50%. And, of course, we're talking about food food security and food rescue. I think that's two very simple solutions. And, of course, the government should put money into it. Why not? I mean, I had meetings with not ministers, but a few high-ranking individuals in the government, and we talked about government-owned companies in Israel. There's about 40 or more of them, and they all should be contributing the food that's not consumed in the cafeteria, the surplus food that they have, to people in need. Why would they want to throw it away when it's actually the shekels that you and I put from our taxes into it? So there's a few measures that we can do. I think a few of them are very practical, like working with the government-controlled companies, but also I decree by the government that the food waste will be cut by 50% by 2030 is very important, because it leads the way. It shows where we want to be, and that's very important. That and the national program are 100% important for this.
Now, the Food Donation Act was recently passed. Have you seen any change since then, or is it still too soon?
No, we actually have. We've seen some. I mean, after the before we even are campaigning it, and we probably will be campaigning this, the food law that passed, we've had more than 40 companies approach us that want to start cooperating with us, with us in food rescue, and bigger companies, smaller companies. Just by the general media, they've heard about the law that passed, the national bill for food rescue that passed at the end of October. And they've approached us. We didn't even approach them yet. We have a list of companies that we need to approach that told us before that this law passed, that when the law passes, then we can talk and discuss this. We haven't even approached them. We're busy with the 40 companies that now have approached us to see what we can do with them and how we can cooperate. And even a few have already joined the circle of organizations that we work with. So it will change. I mean, the laws will have impact. It's not only about Lekit. I think it's all the organizations in Israel that are now doing some kind of food rescue or food donations. I think it will impact them as soon as we start campaigning this, and they will as well.